Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi there, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk News and more. How you doing? How you feeling? You holding in there? Okay. It's been a weird week, huh? The day of the week effectively means almost nothing with how much people are, like, kind of just screwing around. I mean, sorry, working from home. That's what that's called, right? It's crazy. I'm, like, looking at the story about all the people that went out on Alki yesterday. When we're working from home, everyone's out kind of, like, noodling around on the beach there. Because it's okay to get outside, says the government, right? And yeah, it is good to get outside and wander around, but we got to keep all the distancing rules and all that stuff, and it's tough. It's tough to stay diligent about that, I guess. Hundreds of people at Alki Beach, says Q13Fox.com. Should they shut down Alki in that case, or any of these, like, popular destinations? Like, I want to take Space Baby today and go to Snoqualmie Falls, but I don't know what kind of a disaster that's going to be. Is there going to be a ton of people there? Are they going to be... Are we putting ourselves at more risk than good? What if one of us has it and isn't showing the signs? Or what if allergies are really COVID-19? What a disaster this whole thing is. One of my buddies bought 2 6-packs of Reuben's beer and just said, like, see you nerds later. I'm going out to the wilderness and drinking all these. He's quite the camper, so that makes sense. But it seems a little cold to be camping as it is. Oh, there's a free National Parks Day coming up. That's right. Stand by. Well, never mind. Person sent me this information. It was yesterday. Okay, sorry. Here, I'm back. I was responding on that. I got really excited there for a minute to be able to go out to the parks and maybe have some fun hiking around. Not that the few bucks that you got to pay to do it is challenging or difficult, but, like, it's nice to just have a reason to get out there and go. The 107th birthday of the state parks. That would have been perfect for promoting on the end. Oh, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to make memes. That's what you're going to do. How many more times can I see somebody recreate being a electronic, like an EDM DJ, using their stovetop by twisting the knobs and then switching the light off and on when the beat drops? I've now seen lots of people doing that. And I guess I get it. People just doing their own take on it, I suppose, is how you look at that. Stop pretending like it's your own idea, though. Give it a hashtag instead. Oh, boy. All right. More people getting coronavirus, more people dying. That's how this works.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, we have more than 1,300 confirmed cases, including 74 deaths, tragically. Yesterday, California issued a statewide shelter-in-place order, meaning everyone has to stay at home. Governor Inslee says, we're not there yet in Washington. Wonder what that'll take. It must be coming, right? My friend in California said he's stuck at home except to go to the grocery store, the pharmacy, and the pot shops are considered essential. It's too bad Girl Scout cookie season is over. Governor Inslee sent a letter to the president requesting that the U.S. Navy hospital ship Mercy make its way to Washington to help with potential coronavirus patient surges that we're expecting in the next 10 days. All funerals have been canceled. Ooh, that's a dark one. If we're canceling funerals, how about we shut down Alki, where there was like 1 billion people taken in the sun yesterday? That is not social distancing. Other cancellations include clam digging season, visitors to the Ballard Locks, and in an effort to conserve protective medical equipment, non-urgent medical and dental procedures are canceled. Guess that means that my wisdom tooth extraction in 2 weeks is officially over. Yeah, I still have wisdom teeth. And there's no sports, so ESPN is effectively pointless. But they did figure this out. Let's rerun The Ocho. On Sunday, it's back, a full day of the best, worst sports ever, including cornhole, marble racing, axe throwing, and more, all covered in the highest quality.
You just got news.
I'm curious about that, the funerals being canceled thing. I wonder how that affects people. Like, I don't get the details right because I'm not like a theosophical philosopher or something like that, right? But like, I know that in Judaism that you're supposed to have the funeral within like 3 days or something like that of the death. And if you can't have a funeral, part of it is that everyone comes over and helps you mourn through the loss. And so you get it all in like one huge lump. You get a lot of it off your chest there. And then, of course, the grief that sets in after that is a big deal. But it's a way to like confront the fear of losing somebody. But if you can't have that funeral and you can't have the people coming to comfort you because of this self-isolation, self-distancing or whatever, that kind of sucks. Are you disobeying your God if you don't do it that way? I mean, if it's really a benevolent God, then like that should be no problem, right? Also, there would be no coronavirus, but okay, whatever. Anyway, I do feel badly, though, for anyone who passes, not necessarily from coronavirus, because that's awful too, don't get me wrong, but just in general during this time, it's like such a, what a horrible time frame to be lost in where you're, or any kind of headline that's going on right now where you're just being like some positive news possibly, where you're getting overcome by the negativity of the coronavirus stuff. I guess we're all just going to have to stick around and game. Luckily, we have an essential retail outlet for that.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
GameStop have announced that they are an essential retail business during these times of quarantine and thus must remain open. Now look, I don't want to see any struggling businesses squashed by this bug, or more importantly, their hourly employees without work. But why are we letting the businesses decide who's essential? And also, Valve's Steam generating record numbers of gaming downloads last weekend? Suggest that online only for a few weeks would be just fine. All right. Adult Swim loving nerds like myself, rejoice! The weirdos at the Late Night Cartoon Network sub-network are bringing all 61 episodes of brutal heavy metal animated show Metalocalypse back to life, streaming for free during the quarantine. The episode about the family reunion, or they go to IKEA? The best! And finally, the computers people use to mine cryptocurrency, aka Bitcoin or Ethereum. Somebody turned over thousands of machines to put their collective computing power into finding the coronavirus killer. Guess it's better than all that computer power being used for porn.
Nerd talk, yeah!
Pretty tired of being at stuck in a home studio. I'm sure my wife is more tired of having watched our child the entire morning while I do my job or whatever. But hey, at least we're still working, right? At least we still got hours coming in. If you don't, there's resources popping up everywhere. Hang in there. That unemployment is so brutal and it's taking forever and people are having real frustrations. I don't know how I can help, but you hit me up, all right?
The end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.